Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. The website's active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. The question today is it safe to be involved in spiritual warfare? Matthew 6, verse 30 is a good place to start. These will be NLT. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? Matthew 8, 26, Jesus responded, "Why are you afraid? You have so little faith." Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and suddenly there was a great calm. Revelation 3, 15 to 17. I know all the things you do, that you're neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other, but since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot or cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. You say, I'm rich, I have everything I want, I don't need a thing, and you don't realize you're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. The other day I was in another state, and I was asked a question by a lady in the group. She said, "Aren't you afraid to get involved in spiritual warfare? Aren't you attacked?" And I said, "Yes, I'm attacked. And we don't need to talk about that right now. But here's how I look at it as far as spiritual warfare goes. You're fighting on God's side, right? Okay, if God wants you to die, you're going to die. Nobody can keep you alive. If God wants you to live, nobody can kill you. And if you're in the middle of doing God's will for your life, you're standing up for God, you're helping enlarge his kingdom and reduce the other kingdom, Satan's kingdom of darkness, then God is for that. And by the way, even if you die from it, that's the worst thing that could happen. You die from it, you still win. You see, if you die, you go to heaven and you get extra rewards for being killed as a martyr. There are verses that talk about rewards, and it's you, if you honor a good man, you get a good man's reward. If you honor a prophet, you get a prophet's reward. Rewards are based on what you do for the kingdom. In other words, if you refuse to get involved in spiritual warfare because it might hurt me, it might give some kickback from the enemy, then how committed are you? Are you lukewarm? That's one place I don't want to be. God said he wishes we either hot or cold. The verse I just read. Lukewarmness really makes God spit you out. He can't stand you. He can't stomach you if you're not willing to get on the line for the kingdom. Let me encourage you to align yourself on God's side. This is why David said about Goliath, "Who's this uncircumcised Philistine?" What does that mean? Who does he think he is? We're in covenant with God. He's not. Circumcision was the mark of the covenant. He's saying, "I don't care if he's 30 feet tall. God's on my side." That's how you should be in spiritual warfare. That's how you should be in your prayer closet. God's on your side. You're going to win. If you're fighting for God, you're going to win. And if you lose, you still win. It's a win-win-win deal. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest that part of your personal battle plan might be to ask God for courage to accomplish what he created you to do, and for the faith to stand up for his kingdom. You might pray like this: "Lord, help me overcome the evil beings attacking me, and help me to help others know how to overcome too. Give me boldness to stand up for Jesus and against our unseen enemies. Remind me that my covenant with you affords me your divine protection. In Jesus' name, amen." And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.